There was a book by John Blofeld called Bodhisattva of Compassion, which for many years was the only book about Kuan Yin. And he spent a lot of time in China, and he gathered, this was, he got from a Chinese nun, this meditation. And when the meditation is finished, so this is a guided meditation for you to just come along with me. And when it's over, we will hear some music. And this is, do you want to give me the CD holder to show them? This is probably actually available in the bookstore because Jennifer Berzan, who did this, sometimes sings here and helps lead retreats. It's called She Carries Me, and it's a 23-minute chant by this singer-songwriter who's a Buddhist, who grew up as a Catholic, and is still working with that, and and very much involved in women's spirituality and goddess spirituality. So she realized she wanted to do a chant that would incorporate all of this. And this is it. We'll hear it. So just let yourself relax into that. And if you feel like it, and you're so moved by the music, you can just get up and walk or move or even dance if you'd like for the duration of the music. There's some, you'll hear some chanting, the Holy Mary, Mother of God, and so forth, chanting. It's totally rewritten, in case you react to that. There are very different words in it than the original. So, could we have the lights turned down? Do we have a volunteer near the lights? See if we even need any lights at this point. This is good. So let's settle in once again. Returning to this body, this sitting body, the weight of the body on the chair seat or the pillow. Pressure the feet on the floor, or perhaps they're crossed at the ankle. The knees, comfortable at this point. The back straight. Hands on your thighs or clasped in your between your legs. Chin pulled in just a little bit so that the spine is straight up to the skull. And then just breathing. Maybe allow yourself a very deep breath to start. And let it out, even with a sound if it feels right. And then relax and let the breathing just breathe itself. In breath and out breath. Sensations of breathing. Now, in your imagination, I invite you to transport yourself to a beach on the ocean. This is your favorite stretch of sand next to water, very familiar to you. Just place yourself there. It's a cloudy night. You can hear the steady mutter of the waves. You feel the warm sea breeze and smell the salt air. And now, as you look up, you see that a beautiful round full moon has just risen. Watch the moonlight shimmer on the water. It's making a trail right down to where you're standing. Gaze at the moon, letting yourself take it in. And now you see the moon getting brighter and brighter until you can barely look at it. And gradually, the moon becomes Kuan Yin herself. Her body's there, surrounded by a glowing aureole. Slowly, she descends towards you until she stands on a lotus blossom that floats on the waves. She is a mature woman with Asian features, an ornate headdress, and a flowing robe. At the sight of you, Kuan Yin smiles a beautiful smile, and tears of happiness shine in her eyes. She is so glad to see you. As she comes closer, let her radiance enter you. Let her strength, her peace, her compassion become a part of you. Let yourself open to her so that she merges completely with you. And in this moment, you feel bottomless compassion for yourself and all other creatures. Your difficulties, your weaknesses, your inadequacies, all those ways in which you don't measure up to your own standards, all those moments in which you acted carelessly or unskillfully, or when you were immobilized by confusion, all your pain that sometimes seems endless, rising up when you least expect it. Let these aspects of yourself be utterly accepted by you. Feel your suffering and confusion surrounded by the love that Kuan Yin awakens in you. Let yourself surrender into her compassion for all life. And just stay there. Finally, Kuan Yin indicates that it is time for her to leave. And you see her in front of you again. As she moves away, she becomes smaller and smaller. At last, the sea and the sky are vanishing as well. And you rest in contemplation of the beautiful empty space that is left. Let yourself open into that space and experience it. So restful.
Who am the beauty of the green earth and the white moon among the stars and the mysteries of the waters. I call upon your soul to arise and come unto me. For I am the soul of nature that gives life to the universe. From me all things proceed, and unto me they must return. Let my worship be in the heart that rejoices, for behold, all acts of love and pleasure are my rituals. Let there be beauty and strength, power and compassion, honor and humility, mirth and reverence within you. And you who seek to know me, know that your seeking and yearning will avail you not unless you know the mystery. For if that which you seek you find not within yourself, you will never find it without. For behold, I have been with you from the beginning, and I am that which is attained at the end of desire.
Anybody feels moved to get up and walk or move or dance, please do so. And you can sing with her too.
Thank you.
Is attained at the end of desire.
We'll end with a bell. And just listen until you can't hear anything. No more reverberations. And then I'll hit the final bell. We have one more task to complete, which is dismantling our beautiful altar, the one we created this morning. So let's process to the altar. So we're returning to look at this beautiful and complex relationship, set of relationships that express our lives, the people we love, the things we admire, some who've gone out of this world, and Kuan Yin herself, holding it all. So let's go up and take the item that we put there, and we'll go back to our seats, and we're going to share in twos around this. So go ahead and take what you put here. This is going to be
our closing circle. But first, let's obviously we're too many to each talk, which is unfortunate. I wish we had another hour or two to talk. But we have half an hour. So first, just to the person next to you, why don't you give a sense of your experience today, something you particularly valued or noticed or discovered and want to share, which we would be sharing in a large group. But let's just do it with one other person. And I tell you, I will, I'll give you 2 minutes for each person, and then I'll ring the bell and the next person speaks. So just informally, whoever's next to you, and if there's no one next to you, you may have to move around.
If only one person has spoken, it's time to change.
So don't ask to do the same advice.
Well, let's make our way back to our seats, our normal seats, unless we're in them. Now is an opportunity to share with a larger group if you feel moved to do so. I would like to say that I was just so delighted by your willingness to plunge in, be here, engage with what I was offering. It was so terrific to be up here experiencing that. Thank you, and it means that we all could have that shared experience. So any comments anyone would like to make about the day or any questions left? Yeah. You know what we should do is we should use the mic. What a radical idea.
My name is Juliet. I really appreciated how you did not hesitate to continually bring us into the immersion of the contemplation of Kuan Yin. You kept doing. I thought there was going to be a lot of explanation, and I was so glad that all you kept doing is bringing us back into the immersion, back into the contemplation. You know, back into our own personal experience, a relationship with Kuan Yin and the energy of Kuan Yin. So thank you for, like, it's like a trust. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Well, that's really, you know, I did a book about Kuan Yin, which was published in 1999. And that was a book of information about Kuan Yin. So for me, that's where I started, and here's where I've come to. And it's a very different place inside myself and in relation to my expression. So thank you for noticing.
I'm Pat, and you have opened up a new door for me because I have not studied Kuan Yin before, and I have always sort of had the feeling that the female leaders that I have seen epitomized in Eastern religions always seemed almost too kind and too soft. And when I saw her astride that turtle with this defiant posture that she has something to accomplish, I connected with that because I am very driven and I have a great passion that I'm trying to bring to life. And if harvesting this energy can help me do that, then it would be a miracle in my life. So thank you for opening that door.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you for allowing the men to be here.
Oh, please. We're beyond gender.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to getting there myself. And appreciate the...
We have to try, all of us together.
Yeah, letting go a lot of that with, you know, and y'all modeling that beautifully as powerful women. It's a real honor to be in the, you know, sharing with Zoe, to be in the presence. And so I really do really appreciate it. Particularly the compassion for the abuser. That was so touching, you know, to think in terms of our compassion can be that powerful. And this is so much what is needed, you know, for my healing and for the world's healing. So thank you.
Thank you. Can we have some more lights? Anybody near a light? Can't see those people back there.
At the end of that last song, just found myself experiencing myself as Kuan Yin, hearing the cries of the world, and which can be overwhelming. And the, you know, the tears, and you know, it's part of what my work is and what I do is. It's feeling the cries of the world. And yet then also being able to feel the greater Kuan Yin holding me, so it became this circle of hearing the cries of the world and then my cries from hearing the cries being heard. And that was very delicious. So thank you.
My name's Elizabeth, and I just wanted to thank you all. It was a very healing day for me. Before I came, I was feeling very stressed and anxious about some things going on in my life, and through the course of the day, I felt those traumas lifting from me, and I felt the compassion in the room and in the small group and from you and from Kuan Yin, and it's been a delicious blessing, so thank you all. Mm-hmm.
We were just talking in our small group over here about today, and both of us have done day-longs here, and just really enjoyed the softness of today, the ease, and really for me, taking away the lesson of self-care and self-compassion and being here today was such a gift for me to give myself. You know, and thank you for allowing that space, and more importantly, just how much fun I actually had here today. And just,
good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Barbara. I think I've grown to be aware of the softness and tenderness within myself. And on some level, I can hear the cries of the world. What I really started to recognize was my fierceness.
Your what?
My fierceness.
Ah.
The fierceness of my compassion. In that there is a certain laserness and a cutting through lots of stuff that I've asked myself to carry and the world asked me to carry. And I like it. And I feel affirmed in it today, even though we did a lot of soft work. So I'm going to claim it publicly.
All right. Wonderful. You know, as women, compassion has a certain different flavor than it does for men, I think, because we are supposed to be operating like that all the time. In every situation, it is we who are supposed to be the caretakers. We who are supposed to be the ones binding up the wounds and holding up the sick and the infirm and all that. It's us. So our response our practice of compassion can't really be that knee-jerk thing. Because then we get in situations we don't want to be in, we're doing things we don't want to do, and we're angry. And that anger spills out in all sorts of ways. So it seems to me as women particularly, probably as men too, we really want to be very attentive to what is being asked of me here? Does it come from myself that I really want to give this? Or am I doing something mechanical that is going to leave me up a creek where I don't want to be? So it just means that we need to be a little more mindful of what we're up to, what we're doing. Any other thoughts, objections, criticisms, please, no. Judgments. Well, I think I would like us for the last few minutes just to return into that. Remember, we started by welcoming Kuan Yin into this room with us and opening to that energy. And I would like to invite us all to end in that way too. So we'll have a short where we open once again to which, and of course, now after having spent the day together. There is more power in this for us, I think, to take out into the world on the road as we leave today. Our most spacious self. Now there's one last thing that Kuan Yin wants us to do for her. So we're going to have to stand up for that. And we're going to have to perform the very complicated maneuver of making a circle. One circle all the way around. Can we make one circle back here, or do we have to come up around the chairs? Okay, let's do it. Aha. Uh-huh. Well, it's a kind of a crazy-looking circle. It's like the map of Vietnam or something. We're getting close, are we? Okay. Well, let's see. Yeah, come out a little bit, because we're going to hold hands now, so it has to be one circle. That's how we'll know we're doing it right. You can.